Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a vast, mineral-rich landscape where the extraction of valuable resources has the potential to uplift entire communities but also poses significant challenges for the environment and the people living there. This is the complex reality of India's mining sector. First, what makes this significant is the recent National District Mineral Foundation Summit, which was organized by the Ministry of Mines on March 23 to 24 at the Scope Convention Center in New Delhi. The Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, inaugurated the summit, emphasizing that DMF funds must prioritize mining-affected areas over political considerations. Building on this, the summit brought together senior officials from central ministries, state governments, district administrations, and Niti Aayog to discuss the effective utilization of DMF funds. Crucially, a DMF exhibition showcased successful projects across health, nutrition, water supply, education, skill development, livelihoods, renewable energy, and infrastructure. But why does this matter? It matters because the District Mineral Foundation, or DMF, is a non-profit trust established under Section 9B of the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act, 2015, in every district affected by mining-related operations. Its core purpose is to work for the interest and benefit of persons and areas affected by mining, addressing the developmental deficit that mining-dependent regions often face despite being resource-rich, the resource-curse paradox. Now, let us turn to how DMF is funded. Mining leaseholders are required to contribute a percentage of royalty to the DMF, which ensures that mining revenue flows back to the communities most affected by mining operations. Note this carefully. The contribution rate is 10% of royalty for post-2015 leases and 30% for pre-2015 leases. This is a favorite prelims fact. Remember this number, 10% and 30%, as it is crucial for understanding the funding mechanism of DMF. Moving on to the key statistics, the Pradhan Mantri Khanij Kshetra Kalyan Yojana, or PMKKKY, launched on 17 September 2015, provides the operational framework for utilizing DMF funds. High-priority areas, which account for a minimum of 70% allocation, include drinking water supply, healthcare, nutrition, education, environment preservation and pollution control, skill development, women and child welfare, and welfare of aged, disabled, and tribal communities, as well as sanitation. Other priority areas, which account for a maximum of 30% allocation, include physical infrastructure, irrigation, energy, and watershed development, afforestation, and reclamation of mines. And here is something that surprises many students: the summit specifically linked DMF utilization with two Niti Aayog programs, the Aspirational Districts Program and the Aspirational Blocks Program. The Aspirational Districts Program, launched in January 2018, aims to transform India's most underdeveloped districts through convergence of central and state schemes, focusing on key indicators such as health and nutrition, education, agriculture and water resources, financial inclusion and skill development, and infrastructure. The Aspirational Blocks Program, launched in January 2023, extends the ADP model to block-level development, bridging intra-district development gaps. But what does this mean for DMF utilization? Many mining-affected districts overlap with aspirational districts, making DMF a natural funding source for accelerated development. However, despite substantial fund collection, several challenges persist, including underutilization, governance gaps, diversion concerns, lack of community participation, and inadequate monitoring. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act has evolved significantly, with key amendments in 2015, 2021, and 2023. The MMDR Act, as it is known, has played a crucial role in shaping the mining sector in India. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. So what exactly changed? The introduction of DMF and PMKKKY has marked a significant shift in the approach to mining governance, prioritizing the welfare of mining-affected communities. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It highlights the government's commitment to sustainable mining practices and environmental remediation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The District Mineral Foundation, or DMF, is a non-profit trust established under Section 9B of the MMDR Amendment Act 2015, with a total of 306 districts across 23 states and total funds of over 40,000 crore rupees. The Pradhan Mantri Khanij Kshetra Kalyan Yojana, or PMKKKY, was launched on 17 September 2015 with a high priority allocation of at least 70% for areas such as health, water, education, and environment, and another priority allocation of up to 30% for areas such as infrastructure, irrigation, and energy. The National DMF Summit 2026 was held on March 23 to 24, 2026, at the SCOPE Convention Center, New Delhi, and was inaugurated by G. Kishan Reddy, the Coal and Mines Minister. The Niti Aayog programs, including the Aspirational Districts Program and the Aspirational Blocks Program, have been linked to DMF utilization, with 112 districts and 500 blocks covered, respectively. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both prelims and mains, with key areas of focus including mining governance, community welfare, and sustainable mining practices. Note this carefully: DMF, PMKKKY, and the MMDR Act are all crucial concepts to understand for your UPSC exam. In conclusion, the National DMF Summit 2026 highlights the importance of effective utilization of DMF funds for the development of mining-affected areas and the need for a holistic approach to mining governance that prioritizes the welfare of local communities and the environment. This is a critical aspect of India's development trajectory, with significant implications for the country's economic, social, and environmental future.